USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple airlines across the United States canceled hundreds of flights on Christmas Eve, citing a nationwide surge in coronavirus cases, which has directly impacted employees and flight crews. Cancellation comes as more than 109 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more via airplanes and other forms of transportation to visit friends or family over the holiday period. Good news if you're traveling by car, gas prices are down slightly for the fourth straight day. AAA reporting the national average for a price of regular is now below $3.29 a gallon. The price has fallen more than a dime over the past month. And if you're doing some last-minute Christmas shopping, many retailers have reduced hours, Walmart and Best Buy and other retail chains closing at 6 o'clock. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Cynthia Millen has officiated at U.S. swimming events for 30 years, but she hung up her whistle last week in protest over Penn transgender swimmer Leah Thomas and hopes others will follow her lead. Ms. Millen notifying USA Swimming of her decision in a December 17th letter, saying she realized as she packed for the U.S. Paralympic Swimming National Championships in North Carolina that she can't support this, and she pulled out of the event. The 22-year-old Thomas has smashed records in his first year competing against women after 3 years on the men's team, posting the best times in the 200 and 500 freestyle events and making a run at NCAA marks set by Olympic greats Missy Franklin and Katie Ledecky. With today being Christmas Eve, the stock markets are closed, but many banks will still have regular hours. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Thursday, former police officer Kim Potter was found guilty of manslaughter in the shooting of Dante Wright. This case, along with the Kyle Rittenhouse case and Ahmed Aubrey case, end a year of high-profile jury cases. As far as what the decisions in all three of these cases mean, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley tells Fox News,
"My immediate reflection is how the jury in this case, in the Aubrey case, in the Rittenhouse case, in the Smollett case, all show greater integrity than our politicians and many of our commentators. They showed a fealty and faith in the law. They balanced the evidence. I don't necessarily agree with this result, I must tell you. They took this seriously, and I think the judge was a fair one. And so the legal system is working even when there's a lot of reckless comments and use of this case outside of the courthouse."
A new year is right around the corner, and 2022 will bring a minimum wage hike to 21 states and dozens of cities and counties. The wage increases are in part response to cost of living adjustments and scheduled raises written into local laws. California and New York will both raise their minimum wage to $15 an hour for many workers. Four other states will raise their wages later in the new year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.